This is Deanne Penn with UN News. The outgoing head of the UN team investigating crimes committed by the ISIL terror network in Iraq was in New York this week to give his final report to the Security Council, where he delivered clear evidence of genocide. Karim Khan, special advisor and head of UNITAD, sat down with UN News to take stock of the work his team has done, and he said there was some way to go before justice is done on behalf of the victims of crimes, such as the Yazidis, that rip at the soul of humanity. Matt Wells began by asking him to summarize the report's findings.
There were two findings, in fact, two main findings. The first in relation to the mostly Shia unarmed cadets from Spica to Crete Air Academy, that there was clear and convincing evidence that there are individual members of ISIL that are responsible for direct and public incitement to commit genocide, as well as clear evidence of war crimes. And then in relation to the Yazidis, we made announced a finding that compelling evidence that genocide was committed by ISIL, particularly named individuals, named targets that we have for investigation and to put them before courts for genocide against the Yazidi community. And in every way, evidenced by executions, by the policy, by the practice of slavery, sexual slavery, by the practice of deliberately raping women so that they would produce children, knowing that they would no longer be part of the biological group of the Yazidi community. So these are important moments, and we reiterated to the Council that it was imperative to ensure not only that evidence has been collected and that legal findings based upon criminal standard investigations are announced, findings are announced, but also that survivors, victims, and humanity at large have the next piece, which is putting this evidence before courts, so that independent and impartial judges can hear what the defense say, analyze our findings, and create a record that should broker no argument, that should stand the test of time, and that should create a record of what ISIL did, the crimes that were committed, because unless we recognize them, we're going to be doomed, and that's what history shows us, it's not hyperbole, we're going to be doomed to see further genocides, further crimes against humanity, further war crimes in other parts of the world, and maybe even in the same part of the world.
And how significant do you hope this report is going to prove to be for Iraq and for the international community overall?
I think it's very important. Government of Iraq is a key partner. I applaud them, both the Kurdish regional government and the Baghdad government, for hosting UNITAD, for supporting the Security Council in its resolution. In fact, the resolution 2379 that is the foundation of our mandate that created UNITAD was only passed because of Iraq's request for support. But we have a distance further to go. The initial findings in relation to two case files is an important moment. But as I said before, we need now to have the fair trials where this evidence can be tested. The other aspect, of course, by December of this year, I have indicated that I think the team will be in a position so that my successor will be able to announce findings in relation to crimes against the Sunni community, crimes against mostly Shia at Badush near Mosul, the crimes against other minorities, and also in relation to the successful manufacturing and deployment of chemical and biological weapons by ISIL. So this is an essential next period, that we build upon the foundations so that we get to the bottom of how ISIL operated, their violent ideology, which is completely contrary to the precepts of humanity, never mind the principles of Islam. And we need to actually have that moment in the court for victims and survivors to realize we don't just give them nice words of support in the council, but there's meaningful accountability because every life matters.
And have you had all the support that you've asked for in recent months? I mean, are there any outstanding areas where you need more assistance, where there have been roadblocks put in your way?
There's always need for continued support. Very often we know, because of the various priorities that are on the desks of decision makers in capitals around the world, their bandwidth sometimes it can be rather challenging. I think there's been fantastic support in the council for UNITAD. We've had unanimous resolution to pass the resolution. It was unanimously renewed as well. Good support from the government of Iraq. But it's not a wand in which one can simply wave it and say everything's done. We need stamina. We need to be as persistent and as diligent as the survivors in realizing that justice is worth striving for. It requires sometimes toil. It requires that stamina. But unless we show, you know, and go the distance, the consequences, history shows us, can be quite profound. So I think what I would ask for is continued support. And I think from what I've seen from the government of Iraq, from the international community, that I hope and believe and have every expectation that they will continue to support UNITAD. And I think the advocacy of people like Nadia Murad, that will be speaking in a moment at an ARIA formula with myself and the council members, is important. She's the conscience of humanity in many ways in relation to the crimes of Daesh. She puts a mirror up and is a demonstration of how individuals have suffered so much, but also the courage and the demand for justice. We have joint partnerships, not just with states in the council or the government of Iraq, but between UNITAD and religious leaders, UNITAD, the NGO community, UNITAD and human rights advocates like Amal Clooney, who will also speak at the ARIA side event in a moment. And I think the key message is these crimes are of immense consequence. They are ripping at the soul of humanity. We simply cannot continue as business as usual. But in order to do more than provide a fig leaf over cruelty, inhumanity, and failures that have allowed such crimes to befall our fellow brothers and sisters and children around the world, we need to value every human life, and we need to make it clear that this is a common partnership. There's no room for spectators. Every person, every individual, every group has a role to play. We can, all of us, however big the challenge, however high the mountain of accountability may seem, all of us has a part to play.
I mean, how confident are you that Iraq will be able to prosecute ISIL fighters, and what support does the country need, in a sense, be on the spear, if you like, of the prosecutorial process from here on in?
Well, Iraq is prosecuting ISIL members. They have been before 2379 was passed, but for generic crimes of terrorism. And I think what the Security Council realized, and the government of Iraq, that these are not the types of ad hoc, sporadic terrorism that unfortunately inflict every country throughout the world. There was something unusual. There was a fixed piece of territory that was held by Daesh, and clear evidence to suggest that international crimes, the crime of crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes may have been committed. So what we're looking for, what I'm hoping will be done shortly, is that the legal architecture will be put in place so Iraq can prosecute these crimes not as terrorism, but as genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. There's some reason to hope. Whilst there's been a bill that's had its first reading in Baghdad and it's kind of stuck there for a while, I'm hoping that that will move forward. Last week, the Prime Minister of the KRG, Masroor Barzani, signed a permission that a new bill would be presented in Erbil. And that bill, if all the promises that have been given are kept, and if the revisions that have been suggested by UNITAD are included, will represent a game changer. You know, it is going to be a significant shift, that it would allow the prosecution of Daesh members in accordance with international standards, with guarantees regarding the death penalty that's required by way of the UN policy aspect. So I think that needs to be done, but at the same time, I think there is much to applaud in the government of Iraq already in terms of the interaction between members of UNITAD and the Iraqi judges, and they've been fantastic, quite frankly. The Iraqi judges throughout Iraq, Baghdad, in Mosul, and in the KRG, have really gone out of their way to assist UNITAD. They are increasingly becoming aware and trying, I think, making some genuine efforts in certain quarters to rely less on confessions and more on direct evidence, realizing what we've seen throughout the world. If we don't have evidence, revisionists can later on deny Holocausts. We've seen that. And the best argument against Holocaust denial is the same one that is going to be the argument against a denial of the acts of Daesh were un-Islamic, that they were, you know, to show that they were un-Islamic, to show that they were contrary to the basic precepts of humanity and constitute international crimes, is to preserve the evidence, to present it to courts, to make it available, and then to have an independent set of judges scrutinize it after the defense have had the chance to challenge it. And so a record is created that nobody then can deny. And I think that's really important to cohesion, to stability. And I think that's the lesson of Nuremberg. Nuremberg was important not only because it prevents, you know, Holocaust denial. If anybody now denies the Holocaust, they're viewed as completely racist, anti-Semites, or lunatics, you know, or very dangerous individuals, but they're on that spectrum. There's no real alternative outside those three options. And the other aspect is it managed to separate collective guilt, that the German people as a whole are not the same as the Nazis. And I think that's a very apposite lesson, an important lesson for Iraq, because we have a rich tapestry, a rich mosaic of people, including the Sunni community, and we need to separate the poison of Daesh from the Sunni community. We have many individuals like Nadia Murad whose lives were saved by Sunnis. We have Christians and Shia and Sunnis that joined hands together against a common foe of humanity, which was Daesh. And I think instead of polemics, instead of political statements, the power of the courtroom in an objective way is to present that truth. And individuals then can come together once there is accountability that makes reconciliation a closer prospect than it is at the moment.
Finally, next month, you're going to be assuming the position of prosecutor at the International Criminal Court. The ICC charges individuals with the gravest of infractions against the international community, such as the crimes that you've been investigating for these past months in Iraq. Do you think that ISIL leaders and combatants will ultimately appear before the court?
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, the court's jurisdiction is very clear, and there's different gateways for the court to have jurisdiction, and there's gravity thresholds and the rest. One thing is clear. The crimes of Daesh are immense in their magnitude. People have been burnt alive. People have been put in cages and drowned. People have been executed, crucified, thrown off buildings. Children who can hardly speak, that are toddlers, that can barely walk. You have videos of them. It's not hyperbole. You can see it. I mean, Daesh boasted about it, have been given guns to execute people who are unarmed, kneeling in orange suits, almost as if it's something to be proud about. So these crimes need adjudication. We are an investigative team, UNITAD, on the lookout for a courtroom. And I think it is a requirement of all of humanity to ensure there is accountability in fair trials wherever possible, whether that's in domestic courts, in regional courts, in international courts. The obligation on us are not to be passive spectators and to act as if we're looking at a movie or looking at other people's history. This is our collective history. We are part, those of us who breathe at this moment, a part of the march of civilization. And it's incumbent upon all of us to decide, do we march forward or do we go back to the dark age? And I think that needs to be a thought we keep in our minds, because each of us can make a difference. Nadia Murad has, many individuals in Iraq have, many people around the world have, but what we need to have justice is for all of us to join hands in this common partnership based not upon color, creed, religion, but based upon our shared humanity. And if we do that, the prospects are good. If we don't, we're going to see these type of crimes again in other parts of the world, I'm afraid.